two straight games with similar results. The first at Southwest Minnesota State, losing in the final 21 seconds. Then last week against Winona State, having that tying field goal blocked in the final 2 minutes. Fans have taken the last two games hard, so have the players. But the coaches have one message to their team. You're not all that far off from being 3-0.
Trying to be positive, and we counted them up, and we figured we could be 3-0 if 12 plays were different in the season. Well, kind of divide that by three. We got to make four or five plays a game here to make a difference, so we got to go down there and make some plays.
12 plays from being 3-0. None of those 12 plays happened, and Bemidji State is 0-3. For the second straight game, it's not as if the offense didn't do some good things.
Man in motion is Juwan Richard. Pine pump fakes, now throws the ball deep down the right sidelines. It is caught, and is it into the end zone? It is touchdown, Bemidji State. What a grab over there on the far sidelines. From 27 yards out, Bemidji State goes up 16-13.
It looked like the ball was underthrown, and the receiver had to jump up and reach over the defender.
But when the offense couldn't convert on third down and had that kick on fourth down blocked, then this happened.
Mikas and Cameron Johnson split wide to the right. They'll hand the ball off to Preston. Cuts outside, and he walks in untouched. Untouched for a whole mess of traffic from 10 yards out.
Hard to find him, Brian. He looked like he was going inside, and then all of a sudden you see he darts out to the left.
The message from fans to the players, from coaches to the players, and players to other players is very similar. Keep the faith, keep doing your job, and wins will happen. Perhaps the first one in just a couple of hours. But it's the pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.